Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/AOIS21.
Welcome to It's Not Even Past, a history of the distant present, hosted by Evan Tucker and the production of the AS21 Podcast Network. This podcast is available on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and audio.as21.com.
Martin Scorsese said that Marvel movies are not cinema, and how the f*** are people still talking about this a month later? In any other era, this controversy would have lasted 2 days. 30 years ago, a journalist might ask Ingmar Bergman or Federico Fellini about superhero movies, gotten a 15-minute rant, and everybody would move on, because before the internet, there was a finite boundary between comic book nerds, the general public, and cinephiles. Nobody gave a shit who Bergman and Fellini were who weren't cinephiles to begin with. But whereas the cinephile generations used to hang out at the movie theater or even video stores, nerds generally hang out on the internet now.
Nerds! Oh, nerds! 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 Nerds!
Where everybody can instantly learn what everybody else has said and thought and regenerate each other's outrage in perpetuity. So by an old-fashioned guy stirring a nest of sexually frustrated hornets, the internet has now assumed battle stations, and in Scorsese's defense, Marvel got even more vitriolic excoriation from Francis Ford Coppola, Ken Loach, and Pedro Almodovar. It's like the 2016 general election for movies, seemingly almost demarcated by generation, with the outrage of one side further feeding the other's outrage. Is Marvel cinema? Who gives a shit? Why should Marvel fans care whether the work they love is the equal of work that 99% of them couldn't care less about? The Marvel movies are not just movies. They're part of an enormous franchise that includes comic books, novelizations, video games. I frankly think it's a disservice to both cinema and Marvel to call their movies cinema. Because if Marvel movies are cinema, and let's hold out a possibility that they are, but if they are, then cinema is not powerful enough to stand as its own justification. Comic book movies are just an arm of the comic book franchise, and not necessarily or nearly the most powerful arm either. So in that regard, they are almost uniquely porous in the movie world. And to describe a comic book franchise as a single term requires its own definition, which I have no idea how to provide. But it's one thing to exclude Marvel from the pantheon. Marvel movies are generally not s***, but they're not exactly earnest attempts to capture elusive poetic truths about the universe either. It's not a scandal to allege that Marvel movies are much more entertainment than art. It is, however, a scandal to say that the most artistically ambitious works of speculative and conceptual fiction, be it science fiction, fantasy, or counterfactual history, is anything but cinema or art. It's one thing to dismiss sensational, violent superhero movies where everything is solved by an explosion caused by people in plastic costumes. But are we really going to dismiss a list of movies without a second thought that includes The Day the Earth Stood Still, La Jetée, Dark City, Forbidden Planet, Grave of the Fireflies, Her, The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Princess Mononoke, Brazil, Stalker, Metropolis, A Clockwork Orange, Ugetsu Monogatari, Children of Men, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Pan's Labyrinth, E.T. and Close Encounters, Toy Story and Wall-E, Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King, Pinocchio and Bambi, The Wizard of Oz? Dismissing all that as something less than great cinema among great cinema is impossible. Werner Herzog, the visionary German filmmaker, declared that we are an age starved of new images. It's difficult to imagine what he means in this culture where our minds are so bombarded by pictures we see on screens. But go on to Google Art sometime. Look at the religious images of Michelangelo, Hieronymus Bosch, El Greco, Albrecht Dürer, Andrei Rublev, Cristobal del Villalpando, and all their greatest peers. Or look at the great cathedrals and the great mosques of the Islamic world. Imagine for a moment being a peasant who would never be able to conceive of such images until they saw them with their own eyes. The infinite is revealed to them. They have experienced a moment of the sublime. And for people in such positions, every difficulty of their lives may become bearable from the humility inspired by that moment. So how are so many of us, fraught with constant worry about planetary doom, but with no religious belief to console us, supposed to feel that humility before creation that could be the difference for some of us between life being bearable and life only being worth ending? We need that sublimity, but we know too much now. Religion can no longer provide it for us. In the centuries following the Enlightenment, many millions, particularly Americans, have thought personal liberty and freedom of choice the avenue to provide it. For surely no one knows better how to be the cause of our own happiness than ourselves. But a narrow majority of the world is now more or less free from dictatorship. And even if not free by the standards of 20 years ago, they are still vastly freer than by any standard than they even were in 1960. So the frontier of freedom has basically been crossed. Yet billions, even in free countries, still find living a basically miserable experience. One in four people experiences depression. One in five live in poverty. It would seem by some statistics that just in 2017, 970 million people experienced a mental disorder. And just one in 20 people live with no physical ailment at all. What point is there in freedom of choice if freedom has come this far only for us still to have so little idea how to use that choice to better people's lives? Still other people think that equality and justice is the worthiest goal and will get us most of the rest of the way to providing that sense of relief from life's agony. For the moment, all I can say to that is that Lenin, Stalin, Pol Pot, and Mao all thought the same thing. Clearly, the world has such wildly divergent definitions of what constitutes justice and equality. What peace can there be between people if we can't arrive at basically agreed upon definitions of these most essential concepts to human well-being? Our new frontier is no more social justice than it once was social class. Our new frontier is science. The objectives of social justice and liberty, however disagreed upon, are limited by the crude matter of reality. At the end of their roads, there is no revelation, no transcendence. Perhaps these goals are all the more worthy because they place humans at the center of humans' own endeavors, as I suppose we all should. But whether from the coding of our brains or because our intuition about the nature of existence is genuinely right, the vast majority of us are compelled to believe that there is a world beyond the mere things we see, and therefore, however much some of us believe in liberty and or equality, half or more of humanity seems programmed to leave mundane objectives like a good life by the wayside when they perceive something far beyond this life. Just as monotheism held us in sway for thousands of years, so then will science. The universe, or multiverse, or whatever is out there, is still so incredibly unexplored that however material-based science now seems, we can't help but see within it possibilities of transcendence and infinity.
Much of what happens, what is discovered now, will of course be secret. We will not be given the full answer.
This has been It's Not Even Past, a history of the distant present, hosted by Evan Tucker, a production of the AS21 Podcast Network, and brought to you by AS21 Audio. Find this and other episodes on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/itsnoteven past. That's it for this episode, but we'll be back, because the past isn't dead, it's not even past.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?